This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Shahbadur Dewa says ruling coalition was forced for protecting constitution. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia says commission is working not to let any situation affect November 20 elections. President Bidya Devi Bhandari stresses making health facilities easily accessible to all citizens. And Climate Change Summit COP27 begins at Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Shahbadur Dewa has said the ruling coalition was forced for protecting the constitution. Addressing an election assembly organized at Alital Rural Municipality in Ranilthura yesterday, Prime Minister Dewa said all the leaders of the coalition together elected him the Prime Minister for defending the constitution as then Prime Minister KP Ohli dissolved the House of Representatives time and again. Yesterday itself, Prime Minister Dewa addressed a mass gathering at Jogbura in Ranilthura. On the occasion, the Prime Minister said the ruling five-party alliance was formed not to let any political conflict enter the country. The Prime Minister also shared that talks were being held with India for constructing a bridge over the Mahakali River at Jogbura. Prime Minister Dewa added that efforts would be made to construct a hospital having medical specialist services at Jogbura itself. President Bidya Devi Bhandari is leaving for Iceland today to attend the Reykjavik Global Forum. According to Foreign Affairs Ministry, President Bhandari is scheduled to deliver a keynote speech in Reykjavik Global Forum that will be held on the 8th to 10th of November. The women political leaders has decided to confer this year the prestigious WPL Trailblazer Award on President Bhandari. The award is presented to incumbent and former women presidents and prime ministers in recognition of the achievements of leading women politicians. President Bhandari will return home on 12th of November. Meanwhile, President Bidya Devi Bhandari has stressed the need for making health facilities easily accessible to all citizens. Inaugurating the Himalayan Sherpa Hospital at Pagding of Khumbu, Pasang Lamu Rural Municipality, Ward No. 3 in Solukhumbu yesterday, President Bhandari stressed the need for easily catering health facilities to all citizens, citing the constitutional provision. The newly inaugurated hospital on the trekking route to Mount Everest from Lukla has got 15 beds, saying the hospital would serve the locals and the wayfarers equally. President Bhandari lauded the efforts of providing free health services to the locals. The president also expressed her worries regarding the effects of climate change on mountains, saying the snow-capped white mountains have started turning into black rocky slopes. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has said the November 20 elections would be held in a free, fair and peaceful environment. Speaking at a program organized in Chapa yesterday, the Chief Commissioner said that the commission was effortful to ensure that the polls would not be affected due to security reason and vested interest of any contesting political parties or candidates. He also warned that those contesting parties or candidates trying to affect the vote would face action as per the law. He stated that the commission was working so as not to let any situation be the cause for re-election. The Chief Election Commissioner added that the Commission was also working to stop the election-related misleading and fake news and misinformation and hate speeches on social sites. The Epidemiology and Infectious Disease Control Division under the Health Service Department has confirmed 300 dengue infection cases within a week. The division said 300 new dengue infection cases were added within a week from last Sunday to Friday. With this, the country has recorded 47,068 dengue infection cases. The division further informed that although the number of dengue infection cases have come down, the risk of dengue infection remain high till mid-December. Senior Vice Chair of The CPNUML, Ishwar Pokhrel, has promised to create an environment where Nepali can utilize their skills earned abroad at home. Addressing the first convention of the Overseas Nepali Forum in Kathmandu yesterday, UML Senior Vice Chair Pokhrel said that UML wanted to create job opportunities and investment-friendly environment in the country. He further said the UML has prioritized job creation and investment in its election manifesto. Staying true to its commitment for gender equality, the European Union in Nepal is aspiring to increase women's participation in football in Karnali province. The topic of women's participation in sports was raised and discussed during a meeting between the European Union in Nepal's Shasti Affairs. Joel Ivonet and Mayor of Birendranagar Municipality Mohan Maya Dhakal yesterday. Following the meeting, Ivonet said they had agreed to collaborate via non-governmental organizations to increase European Union's investment in promoting women's football in Karnali province. Ivonet is in Surkhet to inaugurate the 11th edition of the Nepal European Union Film Festival. During the meeting, Ivonet talked on the projects the European Union has implemented in Nepal, especially in Karnali province, the future plans, women empowerment and inclusion, among other topics. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The United Nations annual climate change summit opened yesterday with host Egypt billing it as the world's watershed moment on climate action. More than 120 world leaders are in the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. About 30,000 people will attend the two-week summit known as COP27. The past year has seen extreme weather regularly linked to climate change. Last year's UN climate conference in Glasgow delivered a host of pledges on emissions cuts, finance, net zero, forest protection and more. Egypt says their conference will be about implementing these pledges. Now sports, Pakistan has made it to the semi-finals of the ongoing ICC T20 World Cup that is going on in Australia. It defeated Bangladesh in yesterday's match. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Division, the weather will be partly cloudy to mainly fair in Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Sudur Pashchim province. Kathmandu's weather report for the past 24 hours, the maximum temperature was 24.6 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was 11 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Shahbahadur Dewa says ruling coalition was formed for protecting constitution. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia says commission is working not to let any situation affect November 20 elections. President Bidyadevi Bhandari stresses making health facilities easily accessible to all citizens. And climate change summit COP27 begins at Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.